NBC News, I'm Don Alexander. Carter landslides in Wisconsin and Kansas have buried Jerry Brown and presented Senator Edward Kennedy with a tremendous uphill struggle to win the Democratic nomination. The president was running about 25 percentage points ahead of Kennedy in returns from the two primary states. Brown was overwhelmed to the point where he pulled out of the race altogether. Ronald Reagan, Kansas, was a runaway while the Wisconsin contest was almost close. In that state, George Bush finished second and John Anderson third. NBC correspondent Mike Moss has more in this report from Milwaukee.
It was a subdued, downcast John Anderson who told his supporters that he had accomplished his purpose here in Wisconsin.
I believe we've made ourselves heard. I believe that people have listened. And I believe that a process of thinking anew has begun in this state.
Anderson vowed to press on, to not give up. But the reality is that he's not on the ballot in Louisiana's primary this Saturday or in Pennsylvania's primary in 3 weeks. His chances of defeating Ronald Reagan now are practically nil. Mike Moss, NBC News, Milwaukee.
More news in a moment.
Mom, why didn't you show Bob's mother your new ring?
Because all she'd look at would be the brown spots on the back of my hand and guess my age.
Come on, Mom. If you're that sensitive, get Porcelana.
Porcelana Medicated Fade Cream. Just rub it in and watch those spots start to fade. Works to lighten brown spots that come with age and during childbearing years. Helps fade sun freckles, too. Porcelana helps bring back your natural skin tone in just 6 weeks. Porcelana, available at cosmetic counters. Use only as directed.
Joe, why did you buy such a noisy clock?
It's just a normal ticking.
Sounds like Big Ben to me. I can't get to sleep. I took an aspirin, too.
Aspirin's for a headache. But once in a while, you may need a sleeping aid. Try Compose.
Headache? Take aspirin. Sleepless night? Take Compose. C-O-M-P-O-Z. Taken as directed before you go to bed. Compose helps make you drowsy so you can fall asleep.
Time to get up, Martha.
Oh, that Compose really helped me doze off.
Compose for occasional use. Take only as directed.
Word has reportedly reached the White House that Iran is now demanding still another statement of intent from the United States as a precondition for a positive movement in the hostage crisis. A top administration official admits the White House is puzzled about just what Iranian President Abolhassan Banisadr is holding out for. On Tuesday, the president delayed imposition of new sanctions against Iran after what he called encouraging developments in the episode.
In Iran, we have been restrained and patient. And patience is not an ordinary characteristic of American people, but we place a high value on human life.
The president made his remarks before the AFL-CIO Building and Construction Trades Union in Washington. Although there's an austerity mood in Capitol Hill, the Senate Budget Committee voted 10-8 to boost the president's proposed Pentagon spending program by about $6 billion. But the president's revised federal budget mandates such cuts in the Postal Service's operations that Postmaster General William Bulger says Saturday mail deliveries will likely become a thing of the past. This is NBC News.
You know something? When you put on a pair of Wells Lamont gloves, you're wearing a bit of American history. You see, Wells Lamont has been making gloves for over 70 years. Gloves used to round up cattle on the range, build the Golden Gate Bridge, or drill for oil. Now, you may have some backyard chores to do, just want to keep your hands warm. But with Wells Lamont, America's number one glove, you're wearing what the pros choose, because they're quality gloves. It still takes 3 inspections by hand before they put their name on a single pair. So look for the white mule trademark that says Wells Lamont is stubborn about quality.
Stubborn about quality, Wells Lamont gloves.
In a contract dispute with the owners, big league ball players have decided to sit out the balance of the exhibition season, but to open the regular season on time. However, they'll stage a full-fledged strike should no settlement be reached by May 22nd. Their spokesman, Marvin Miller, explained the reasoning behind the baseball players' action.
There are a whole series of exhibition games which are very, very profitable at this point in time. And the way we look at it is that to play those when the players are not being paid, and at the same time build up the war chest of the owners who have from the beginning planned to take us on, is self-defeating.
Miller is executive director of the Baseball Players Association. Geologists in Washington State say a lake on Mount St. Helens volcano has begun to tilt. Further movement could possibly precede a violent eruption. Don Alexander, NBC News.